Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the remaining hour before Owen Schroyer takes back over on the War Room for two more hours until Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes have a historic debate again at 5 p.m. Central, live everywhere InfoWars is broadcast, especially on at Real Alex Jones. Make sure you follow there. We have this new news. I'm going to take a call. Specifically, I'm going to take Max in Wisconsin here in a second. Anna Paulina Luna was just on the Joe Rogan Show. And apparently she talked about the UFO stuff quite a bit. I don't know if the Epstein stuff came up. It sounds like maybe it didn't. Seems to be a little bit of a touchy subject, no pun intended. But the UFO phenomenon did come up, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to hear about reptilians from Max in Wisconsin. Max in Wisconsin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, how you doing today?
Great, thanks.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about how Alex Jones calls them the reptoid creatures.
Yeah.
And people don't really talk about it like, well, some people, celebrities, have talked about it in lore and movies, but people rarely mention that it's biblically in canon. It's accurate in the Bible, where four times it's mentioned in the Bible.
The reptiles?
Yes, Matthew 3:7, Matthew 12:34.
Not to mention the snake in the garden is a reptile, right?
Yep, but specifically, it says brood of vipers, which is interesting because it's specifically saying offspring of a viper, which is a reptile, and viper is different from the other snakes because they have a triangle-shaped head, which is weird, and their poison is hemotoxic, poisons the blood, messes with the blood. So, you know, if you're going to, it's kind of, you know, maybe they're just using it as like a phrase, but I don't know, in the Bible, it's kind of specific, and if you look in Greek, it's the same for translation.
Interesting.
So I think, you know, it's interesting, like how David Icke's talked about it for a long time, too.
That's another guy that gave an apple through a picket fence.
Yeah, and like other times in history, even in like small areas of history, like on Easter Island, with before the Birdman cult, where it was like the Hunger Games, they had class warfare, and the poor took over and attacked the rich, and then the rich were like, hey, don't kill us, we'll give you to our real leaders. And they showed the real leaders, and they were like these demonoid creatures.
What do you think of old David Icke?
Mixed bag. I think when you go that deep down the rabbit hole, you get burned a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think
he also said he was Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. He said he was...
He looks like he got kicked out of Pink Floyd, and he still is bitter about it, you know? He's got that, like, David Gilmour vibe without the talent.
Weird. Doesn't mean they can be wrong, too, you know?
Look, David Icke, he's brilliant. I don't know about all the reptiles and things. I think metaphorically it makes more sense than literally. I'm sure that there are interdimensional beings. That's exactly what's described in the book of Genesis. I mean, let us make man in our image. I think God was using the royal we back then. I mean, that's exactly what's described. It's totally in line with simulation theory, everything else. In terms of the UFO phenomenon, are there aliens here or not? I don't know. I think 99% of it is advanced military technology that's siloed in terms of classified. Therefore, you know, we think that it's alien, but it's not. It's actually us just screwing around, some siloed team screwing around with propulsion technology, alternative power sources, alternative propulsion, anti-gravity stuff, time, space stuff. It's even admitted by leadership now that we have weapons that can transcend the bounds of space and time. That's the exact language that was used. I don't think people are reptiles pretending to be humans here. I think there are some people that are possessed by interdimensional demons that don't even necessarily know it, that are operating. You've got the Adam Schiffs and the Hillary Clintons and the Nancy Pelosi's. I mean, these people have lost all of their humanity altogether. Maybe even David Icke's one of them. I mean, I'm not trying to just bash him incessantly, but he's just so bitter and jealous and envious and pathetic and frankly obtuse. Folks, more on the other side. I'm going to show you some of this Anna Paulina Luna conversation with Joe Rogan about interdimensional beings and UFOs that is breaking the internet as we speak. Stay tuned.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning.
Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I can also tell you, and this might sound crazy, but based on our investigations and stuff that we've seen, okay, there is definitely something that I think would rival what we know currently with physics and a tech that potentially is out there that we don't have the ability to reproduce, because it would basically be like dropping a cell phone, right, off back during the time of maybe caveman. So, like, we just don't have the tech to develop it yet. What I can also tell you is, based on our interviews, and this has been something that you can go back and watch with the congressional hearings, but I was actually able to ask some of the witnesses, you know, what are these things? And they keep saying interdimensional. And then when you talk about the interdimensional aspect of, you know, are these things pre-existing, maybe outside of what we currently know as our own dimension, that stuff can kind of all sound crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, my job as an investigator is to receive all the information, decipher it, and then ultimately, from a congressional aspect, if you do have contractors that are withholding information or operating outside of the purview of the federal government, I mean, there's budgetary issues, but there's definitely something that I can tell you with confidence that exists that we don't know how to explain currently.
So when you say that it operates outside our understanding of physics, what specifically are you saying? Like, what happened?
To I guess, break it down in simple terms is that I think that some of the tech that exists, that whatever these things have, these energy things have.
What do you mean?
Well, they call them interdimensional beings. I think that they can actually operate through the time spaces that we currently have. And that's not something that I came up with on my own. That's based on stuff that we've seen. That's based on information that we've been told. And then also, too, I think that there's this historical aspect of, you know, this gets into the deeper theories and concepts of religion, and I think the history that we currently know, and that kind of spins off into another topic of, you know, you have the modern day Bible, you have this aspect of Bibles that are books of the Bible that have been removed that explain and kind of touch on these topics. And I think that we're in a time and age where you have such a vast amount of information that we have access to via social media, via your cell phone, via the internet. And so it's really changing the way that we understand, you know, the origins of life and the spiritual reality that we know.
When you say interdimensional beings, that they know that these are interdimensional beings, how do they know that?
So based on testimony would be based on witnesses that have come forward. But what I can tell you is
Were told that they were interdimensional?
That they've seen things. And what I can tell you without getting into classified conversations is that there have been incidences that I believe where very credible people have reported that there have been movement outside of time and space.
That's very vague.
Yeah. So,
look, I know she's obsessed with the Book of Enoch and this idea that there were the Watchers that descended on the planet and taught us all the stuff similar to what we saw in Pandora's box, the discovery of fire, and that there was God's judgment against the Watchers and they were eradicated from the planet. But maybe it's the case that their bloodlines still exist within humanity, and maybe everybody with a negative rhesus factor in their blood type, whether you're B negative, A negative, O negative, whatever, AB negative, maybe you're descended from these Watchers. Maybe you have some advanced, inexplicable attributes of your blood and your DNA. And maybe that's why it goes into the Vipers thing, because it's a hemotoxic, it's a blood thing. But there's no way that anybody's going to believe or take seriously, any of the stuff, as real as it might be, if someone's coming out disclosing it on Joe Rogan that sounds like this. Let's watch.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our
children. He's trying not to laugh. All right, Sean in Rhode Island. Sean in Rhode Island, you are live on the air. What do you think, sir?
Hey, Chase. What's going on, boss?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I was listening to you earlier when you were covering the first hour there for Alex, and I tell you, man, you had me cracking up. I'm a mailman. I start my day with a scoop of the Optimal Human. I'm doing the Blue now, and I do the X2 religiously on top of some other stuff that you guys have sold me. But, yeah, you were talking about the Democrats, and you had said something. I don't know the exact quote, but you were like, I just died laughing. And my putting mail in the mailbox, the people sitting on the front porch was like, what are you laughing at? I said, oh, I'm listening to InfoWars. It's not Chase. And they're like, oh, I listen to that kid every now and again. He's all right. Well, something.
That's funny.
But, yeah, man, I tell you, these people are crazy. First of all, I wasn't sure if it was you, Alex, Owen, or Harrison that had said, probably going back a few weeks, even maybe a month. I listen to you guys every day, so I'm kind of, you know, it's one big blur. But
yeah, it's one big show.
Which one of you guys had said that it's politically correct that you can now say the word fag and you can now say the word retard? Was that you?
I'm not sure who said that. I certainly believe that. I think it was that sounds like a Harrison comment, but I think Owen would agree with that too. It's one of the great, honestly, listen, man, if we never get the Epstein list released, if we wind up in World War III, if we go to war with Iran, if we totally sell out to Israel, at least we can say fag and retard now. I mean, wasn't it all worth it?
100%, man. But hey, I got the Alex Jones shirt. Well, I got like 15 of you guys' shirts, but I got the new one that says, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of retarded.
Alex Jones. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Yeah. I'm not going to be honest with you. That's my new go-to. So now every picture you see with me and my wife, you know, she posts online, she always gets comments because I'm wearing I'm kind of retarded. Or between that and I did bust out the Alex Jones 28 for president shirt. And actually, I had spoken to him last week, 2 weeks ago, and I'd asked him, I said, when are you running? He says, well, I'm waiting for the tap on the back like Carlson said. You know?
Oh, man. Can you imagine if Alex ran?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man, he would get votes. He would get votes.
Yeah.
He would get votes. And, you know, Alex, president, Owen, VP, you're Speaker of the House.
Don't ever liken me to Mike Johnson, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love how you make fun of that fool with the R.B. Parker glasses. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's central casting, man. I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but if I was going to make a movie that featured a pedophile, he'd be the first person I'd pick.
You're stealing Alex. I love it.
Sean, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate you. Let's go to Kyle in West Virginia. Kyle, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Thanks for having me on. I was just calling to give a different perspective on how we can combat this global government. I've been down with the truth movement for a long time and exposing, and now I've been taking a different route, and it's kind of like the 1776 American way we left Europe. You know, we kind of came over here and we didn't use anything from the king, so we had a good stance of why we didn't need to pay taxes. And I've been experimenting with water wheels, tying them to the solar battery, and I really think the best way to vocalizing this is to start to move out and get land and think of a way to not use these roads and wires, because I think that's the consensual argument we're always keep coming back is why they take our taxes and build this AI and data centers everywhere is because we consensually use the services they provide. We have a better stance to defund them and put them more and check them if we get back
here's,
to how.
I mean, the only real way that you can fight back against the federal government is to encourage your state to not take any federal money. But all of our universities in every state, all of our state governments themselves take millions upon millions, and Texas is particularly egregious at this. I mean, the federal government gives millions upon millions upon millions upon millions. It might even be billions of dollars to Texas every year for things like roads, infrastructure, energy contracts, education, whether it's higher education or not. And so we're so entrenched financially at the state level with the federal government that you would never get a state to secede again in the future in the way that you could in like 1862, right? There's no way that's going to happen. So it's so boring and lame, and I frankly hate it. But that cliche that you have to worry about local politics is so true. But local politics suck. They are like the Diet Pepsi of politics. It's lame. It's boring. It's the dumbest people with the sleaziest brands, with the dumbest flyers, with the most retarded policies whatsoever, arguing with each other. I mean, that's where the momdamis come from. They come from local politics. I'm going to run for council, or I'm going to run for mayor, and I'm just going to work my way up through the state house, and eventually maybe I'll be a real life House of the Representatives, and then maybe I could be a senator after that, and then maybe after that I could be a governor, and then maybe after that I could be president. But they all, when they start at this like level, it's just so gay and fake and boring and weak and pathetic, and they never get anything done. And every once in a while, they do some stupid thing like leave the state when they're supposed to stay in the state, so they get some kind of national awareness for some reason. And it's just like, who cares? I mean, the bullet in my skull is looking pretty good when I start thinking about how important it is for me to get involved in local politics. I'm just totally sick of it. But as long as these states are completely dependent on the federal government, it's never going to happen. But I'm glad to know that you're talking about, you know, going off the grid and you're thinking about off-grid stuff, because after all, we do have an entire cabal of leftist globalist mockingbird pundits that are talking about the dangers of climate change when literally everything else I can possibly think of is more dangerous. I mean, look, they're complaining about climate change. 10,000 dogs every year are killed by police in the United States of America. You know, you're more likely to have your dog killed by police than you are to be murdered by anyone in the United States of America. But I guess climate change is the biggest problem ever. Let's watch.
I think it's really important to be clear about what is going on here. And a relatively small crime problem is being used for specific authoritarian purposes that we know and understand. So let's be clear about, DC does have one really big crime problem, which was the January 6th insurrection incited by the current President of the United States, and his first act in coming back was pardoning all the people who tried to overturn constitutional republic order.
Oh my God, it's
in Washington, D.C. When I go to D.C., I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid of losing my vote. I'm not afraid of losing my wallet so much as I'm afraid that my children's freedom to breathe will be stolen in a world where climate change policy is non-existent. I'm afraid that the future of middle-class people will be stolen by the very things you were talking about, cutting the safety net, cutting Medicaid, cutting rural hospitals.
Right, right.
There is a carjacking going on.
No, but you got to worry about two things. You got to worry about two things at the same time.
Let me just finish my point.
Oh, please. Maybe I'm just burned out. Maybe I've been doing this for so long. I don't know how Alex has done it for 30 years. For 30 years, he's been looking at clips from people like that. That retarded, that pathetic, that just totally corrupt, bought out, sold out, whatever you want to name it. And he's been talking about it and analyzing and predicting the future and fighting and fighting. I've been doing this for like 2 years, once a week. And I'm already about ready to just like jump through the camera and strangle him until he has a normal haircut. He looks like he's been struck by lightning right after central casting for the live-action version of The Incredibles. Is he the same guy as the villain from the first Incredibles movie that has like the cape and the wings or whatever, and he's just jealous because he wanted to be a superhero the whole time, and then he turns into a bad guy at the end? He's exactly the same person as the villain from the first Incredibles movie. And I hate to use a Disney reference because we all know that Disney is disgusting, but I do have little kids around, and we do watch The Incredibles sometimes, and he popped right out of that movie. Supervillain. Jim in Florida. Jim, what is on your mind? Please give me some good news.
Hey, how you doing, Chase?
Good.
Good. Listen, I've been listening to you guys for a couple of years now. You're the best. All you guys are the best. And, you know, just really excited that you guys picked me. This is the first time I ever called. I do want to give a plug to all your products, the Methylene Blue. I've been buying all the products forever. And I don't know if you're listening at any time and you're not supporting you guys by buying your products, then shame on you. I say that, you know, humbly, and I say it because I would like to be a lot more involved as an activist for the right, but I don't know what to do half the time, to be honest with you. It's frustrating. I listen to all the things. I want to comment on the Epstein files, you know. I mean, when that first happened and the right was going berserk about this, my first thought was, if anyone really thought anything substantial or worthwhile was going to be around after Trump won the election, I think they're just delusional. I never thought for a minute, the second that Trump won, that there would be any records, documents, or anything worthwhile left for us to take and attack the left with. So going after that just seemed like a colossal waste of time. My thought is just prioritizing some things and going after what's obvious and out there, and maybe like some of the NGOs and the Soroses and part of the governments that have aided and abetted the invasion at our border for so many years. I mean, that seems like the low-hanging fruit that we could actually get some traction on and do something about. But the Epstein files, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I think they're long gone. I think anything worthwhile on that has been gone the minute Trump won the election, and I just think we're wasting our time. And then I got a lot to say on Israel, too. I'm about tired of funding all these wars, and I don't know.
Well, you know, Jim, the only bad genocide was the Holocaust. All the other ones are okay.
Listen, man, I'm just so tired of us getting involved in things when our whole culture is just in a chokehold by the left.
And you know what we should do? We should make a montage where we take all the imagery of the starving children in Gaza and we turn it black and white, and then we intermix it with imagery of the Nazis in World War II footage, so it looks like they're Holocaust victims from World War II. You know, and see if we can get Netanyahu or somebody else or like Mark Levin to retweet the montage of the atrocities of the Nazis in World War II. And then, of course, it would come out, oh, actually, those are the children that you're starving in Gaza. And look, I frankly don't give a damn about the children in Gaza. I got to tell you the truth. I don't care. I just don't want to fund the Holocaust against them, the genocide against them. I don't want that blood on my hands. I care more about the interests of American children than I care about the interests of Gazan children. I care more about the interests of American Jews than I care about the interests of Israel. To me, they're both villains in this story. Israel, Gaza, you name it. They all suck in the whole entire region. They're all terrible, from cousin marriage to corruption to blackmail rings to the little boys with their painted nails for their pimps in Afghanistan. The entire Middle Eastern region is total trash, and it's not bigoted for me to say so. It's not racist for me to say so, because it has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with inferior culture, something that they have elected. I'm not criticizing them based on their immutable characteristics, which is what a racist would do. I'm criticizing them based on the religion that they've chosen and the fact that 40% of the entire population in the Middle East is having sex with their first or second cousin through marriage and then breeding generation after generation of trash. Retard, faggy, pedophile, trash. And then they're shipping them all over Europe, totally ruining the place to the point when you go to Europe, you're trying to find structures or statues or mementos that are 2,000 years old because all the new stuff sucks. It's like going somewhere that used to be awesome. And they're trying to do the same thing here in the United States of America. 1,000 mosques in Texas. You look up the Pew Research studies, what percentage of Muslims? It's like an infection. It's a disease. Think that suicide bombing is sometimes acceptable? But every time, cool targets. You're talking about going after the NGOs, going after the George Soros. I'm not advocating for violence or anything here. But you want to solve some of the world's problems, maybe eliminate some of these people from power. Like, look, nobody blow them up. Nobody shoot them. Don't do that. It's wrong. We don't advocate for violence. And even if we felt that violence was necessary, we couldn't advocate for violence because it's illegal. So I'm not advocating for violence whatsoever. But these people are so retarded, they don't even choose good targets. They fly into buildings that have recently been insured. It's unbelievable to me. I just, it should be so irrelevant. There was a time in this country where it was very easy to go your entire life without knowing the name of a single world leader anywhere else other than the United States of America, because America was all that mattered. Everybody was coming here. It was safer. There was consensus around the culture. And now you can name all the leaders of France, Germany, United Kingdom, all these other countries. Who's in the WEF? Who's a young leader of the World Economic Forum? You can name them all because they've all suddenly become so relevant to our domestic politics because the Mike Johnsons and others have totally sold out all of our... There's that famous cliche statement. I dream of the day when my children ask me, what was war? I dream of the day when my children ask me, what's outside of America? Because it doesn't matter. This place should be like Pleasantville. Total consensus where the street ends, the street begins. Everything's figured out. Everything's in perfect harmony. There's only justice and goodness and wholesomeness. And we can develop it and be creative and innovate and then become interplanetary. Hell, man, we should know more about what's going on Mars and the moon than we know what's going on in the Middle East. If we're talking about the future of our planet instead of some feud that's thousands of years old, fuck. The Epstein thing, whatever, man. Dude was obviously a sex trafficker. Dude was obviously I guess he wasn't technically a pedophile because all the girls that he was molesting underage were past puberty. If it bleeds, it breeds, right, Epstein? Don't you think maybe they needed a few more summers? And I know that it's all being covered up because Trump doesn't want so-and-so to come out, or maybe he got added to the list, or maybe the list says that Melania was a hooker that was introduced to him by Epstein. Maybe she was a hooker the whole time, and it's just too embarrassing. I don't know. I don't care. But the fact that we just don't get to experience justice because he wants to protect his nut? I like Trump. I agree with him. I hope everything goes well in Alaska on Friday. I hope he continues to kick major butt and stop the bleeding at the border. Maybe he'll find more than just 10,000 of the 320,000 kids. But I'm about sick of it. And I worked my ass off for the last 2 years, dedicated my life, burned all the ships to getting him elected, to getting this administration in. And I want to start seeing some results. And if it doesn't work this time, then I've totally lost faith in the system, and I'm going to take the information war somewhere else. I'm going to start fighting these people some other way. And it's going to get ugly because I'm feeling rowdy. But as of today, as of right now, the number one best way to fight these people, this evil, is by going to thealexjonesstore.com. We just launched the Bovine Colostrum Plus yesterday. Bovine Colostrum is the nutrient-rich milky fluid produced by cows in the first few days after giving birth, designed to support newborn calves, but it's packed with proteins, antibodies, growth factors, essential nutrients like vitamins A, D, and E, and minerals, and zinc as well, plus all the other incredible benefits. I could just go on and on and on. This is the first product that has outsold Methylene Blue since we launched Methylene Blue, and for good reason. So get it right now, not just because it's incredible for your cellular recovery and your defense matrix and the energy and focus that it'll give you and your gut and all that, but because you're keeping InfoWars on the air. Stay with us for more of your calls on the other side of this very short break.
Right now, for only 7 days, we're having the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. About to break it all down right now. Only, we have launched the biggest sale ever on collectible bullion, silver coins, and our amazing collectible knives at thealexjonesstore.com. The sale is Blades and Bullion Super Sale. Now, ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that we're about to sell out of the remaining collectible coins that are limited edition, they'll never be made again, and our incredible World War II updated Spartan trench knife with a skull crusher and the brass knuckles and the 10-inch stainless steel razor-sharp double-edged blade, and this incredible 6-inch battle dagger. Despite the fact they're selling out, we are offering all of these products at up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if I went into a knife shop and I saw these knives for this price, and they weren't even inscribed with 1776 or Tip of the Spear or InfoWars, I would still get them because I'm a knife aficionado and I know the best. And the reason that is because these are the knives I love. These are the knives I think are the best. It took us over a year to get a supplier at a decent price with high quality for this bad boy right here. And it's selling out quick. Got an amazing inscription, Tip of the Spear with the Spartan. On the other side, InfoWars, a true piece of history with the high-tech scabbard sheath that hooks on your belt. Simply amazing. Now look at this bad boy. It goes great in your purse, great in your car, great on your side, high-tech sheath. Doesn't come out, but easily, there's a fallout, but easily pulls out. This won't run out of bullets. This will defend you and your family. This grab a 1776 on one side, collectible, limited edition, Alex Jones signature on the other side. And it comes with this collectible gift case, makes an amazing gift as well. And then, as I was mentioning, look at these coins. There are only a few hundred left of each one of these. Only 5,000 were made of each. You've got, due to popular demand, Alex Jones on one side, InfoWars on the other. Then you've got one of my favorites, Paul Revere, his Midnight Ride, Our Lives, Our Fortune, and Our Honor, Declaration of Independence on the other. Then you've got the Tip of the Spear Spartan helmet and the Gadsden flag snake with the spear through the middle, Tip of the Spear. And then this one, they hold back only a few hundred of these, even though these were available anymore. Trump, fight, 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 battle for the Republic, commemorating President Trump. All four of these coins are about to sell out. You can get them discounted individually or even bigger discount when you get all four together. Right now, part of the Blades and Bullion Super Sale. These are collectible. These are great prices. This knife right here sells for $100 in stores. We bought 5,000 of them. They're almost sold out, but it's selling to you for $78, and it funds the operation. Same thing with this. This knife sells all day for $150 in stores. We bought a whole bunch of them, so it's massively discounted to you. And you talk about defending yourself and your family, this is it. And you're also funding the Tip of the Spear and the information war while you do this, so you cannot lose. The only way you fail is not taking action at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get the Ultra Red and Blue, get the very best Irish CMOS, the very best Shilajit, the very best turmeric. It's all there, and it funds this operation. I cannot do this without you. I try to bring you really cool things that I think are amazing. The best supplements, you name it. So you buy it, you get it, you love it. It empowers you, and you're happy with what you did. You continue to support us. I want a long-term relationship with you. I want to thank those who support the broadcast. I want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence to take action now, get amazing products, and keep us on the air. Be part of history. Thank you so much.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. You're listening to Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for the next 24 minutes before the wonderful, incredible Owen Schroyer takes over in the war room for just 2 hours before Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes go head-to-head in what's called a debate but will wind up only being a interesting conversation. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer in Georgia, what is on your mind, young lady?
Hello. I was just going to say that, like, I listen to y'all, all of you, throughout the day. I keep you on my phone and listen to you on speaker while I'm doing my house chores. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was listening to Harrison and he got very angry at one point. And I was like, whoa, that's why he was getting so angry. And when I was like looking at my phone, I saw people like telling him like, dude, relax, Harrison, chill out. And I'm over here like, no, I wish poor people would get as angry as he does. I share that energy because it's very frustrating that we have a president who keeps saying what all the evidence is against the people who have been against him for a very long time, and there's nothing being done about it, you know? And if nothing gets done now, we're going to lose our country. And it's unacceptable. Like, people need to get that angry. Like, I don't know what else it's going to take, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with you. And look, I'm optimistic because we haven't really seen grand juries before used against these people. There is some of a glass ceiling being broken, at least a little bit here. So there is hope and a lot of optimism that something will actually be done. But I am not going to count my money before it's deposited into the bank. So at this point, I'm hopeful, but I'm still in prove it mode. You know what I mean? I think there is going to be some indictments, but it's very likely that there won't be two because there never has been in the past. But I mean, I got to be careful what I say here, because what I really think is unacceptable for me to say. I mean, we're on radio. I don't even know if what I really think is protected by the First Amendment. I don't know. And so I'm going to just try to be really careful. I'm going to try to be really professional and respectful here. But I've never felt closer to the Founding Fathers in my entire life. Let's go to Nick in New York. Nick in New York, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Chase? Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thanks.
So Alan Dershowitz sat on Fox to Laura Ingraham that the Rothschilds, Lynn Rothschild and her husband, introduced him to Epstein. And then Epstein's survivor victim, Maria Farmer, you should really interview her, have her on. She told Whitney Webb that Ghislaine Maxwell told her the Rothschilds are her greatest protector. And she was actually under threat, basically, from Lynn Rothschild. Lynn Rothschild, WikiLeaks came out of the email. She called Hillary Clinton her loyal, adoring pal. And it's funny how Hillary took out Gaddafi, who was trying to unite Africa under a golden dinar currency, right? We know the Rothschilds helped create the Federal Reserve. Thomas Jefferson in 1815 or 1816 wrote a letter to John Taylor warning about, he said, the banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. And then that was one year after 1816, 1815, which Alex always talked about. That's when the Rothschilds and Henry Ford wrote a whole book called The International Jew, describing that the scenario of the Rothschilds taking over the Bank of England. And then basically that's the whole world at that point. That's the empire. And then they tried to attack us. The War of 1812 didn't really work, so they installed their central bank. Owen brought up how most of the prime ministers of Israel are like Ukrainian. Well, it's the Khazarian mafia. 2012, great study by an Israeli-American proved that most of the people in Israel now are just Eastern Europeans. That's what Owen was talking about. 1917, Balfour Declaration. Rothschilds ordered their government they own, the England, to create modern Israel. And then they also do the Bolshevik Revolution, which Jones talked about yesterday. That was them. They funded it. Warburgs and all that. And this Council on Foreign Relations, David, all their agents, Rockefeller, Soros, Gates. So we need to ban these families from the country from doing business, kind of like El Salvador banned George Soros. We got to start doing that because Trump's in bed. The Rothschilds bailed out Trump's casinos in the 90s. Wilbur Ross, then he made him commerce secretary, added $8 trillion of debt. We're all screwed now. Thomas Massie said this recent bill, this big, beautiful bill, is going to add $30 trillion. We're done. We're already paying $1 trillion in interest a year. And so we got to start saying what's going on. Lynn Rothschild's buddies with Trump too. We got to start talking to Maria Farmer, saying who's running this island, who are they protecting? I mean, Jones said he told Tim Dillon Howard Lutnick is implicated. That's like his top advisor. He's always giggling and laughing as Trump
Jeffrey Epstein's neighbor.
Files a hoax. Yeah, Epstein's neighbor. Then he missed work, like Larry Silverstein on 9/11. By the way, Zim Construction, one of the biggest construction companies. Only company to vacate the World Trade Center from 1996 to 01 to 9/11, and they're Israeli, and then they left 1 week before 9/11. They completed all of a sudden they decided spring of 2001 they wanted to move to Norfolk, right? And then they vacated 1 week before 9/11. And you got the dancing Israelis, everything else. I mean, you had them holding up lighters, taking pictures of the towers. That was the dancing Israelis, Mossad. So it's like it's in the New York Times. They were holding up lighters, taking pictures. So these people. We need a new 9/11 investigation. That's the biggest attack on the U.S. in our history. Biggest attack on us. And Israel did it with the CIA, who clearly is just is run by Israel, run by the Rothschilds, and then their agents, the Rockefellers, Bill Gates, Soros.
Yeah, nobody's looking at this. And if you go to CNN or MSNBC or any other major news outlet, in fact, if you guys have Fox in there, just pull it up. I bet you they're talking about some stupid puff piece story or some boring whatever. What's going to happen between Putin and Trump on Friday? Like, they're not covering any of this stuff. And, like, I don't know if I agree with everything that you just said, because you said a lot of things, and I haven't looked into everything that you said. I'm sure you're telling the truth. I could just tell by listening to you. But that being said, all things that deserve way more investigation and accountability than anything else that's being covered on the mainstream media. I just want to know what the marquee says, what the lower third says, the headline says on Fox News right now. It's like, I don't understand why Americans are distracted with every problem except for the problems that matter. It's Christians are the same way. They're distracted with everything in their lives except for, like, the one thing that matters. They totally disregard the fall of man and then trying to be more like Jesus Christ and the fact that everything that we're doing is good versus evil on the most fundamental and astronomical scale simultaneously. It's like one magical giant fractal. The more you zoom in, it's the same shape, and the more you zoom out, it's the same shape of good versus evil, from every little thing you do to every macro decision that's made on the plane of the earth that we were created to inhabit by interdimensional beings, God and his angels, or whatever you want to call them. It's all happening right now, and we're all distracted talking about Justin Bieber. To call out to the famous Magellan rant from Alex Jones. I feel that frustration now, because you called in, you listed 17 things more important than anything mentioned by any mainstream media outlet in the last 1700 days. There's never any accountability for JFK, Martin Luther King, MK Ultra, 9/11, COVID-19, the response to COVID-19, the AIDS crisis in the 80s, the fact that the pharmaceutical companies gave tens of thousands of people AIDS knowingly in the United States of America during that time. Every single thing our government ever does to screw us, to rape us in the ass, every single time, they're totally accountable. You want to talk about the Me Too movement? They're locking up Harvey Weinstein. Who's locking up the federal government? Because the federal government has been raping 350 million Americans for years in every single way imaginable, with their time, with their lawsuits, with their taxes, with their lies, with their manipulations, with their gaslighting. I mean, psychologically, financially, economically, national security-wise, too, just abused by our own government incessantly. Well, they had the audacity to send this 7-foot-tall Nephilim James Comey out there to look at you with this smug face and his pretty eyelashes and say, oh, 8647, I had no idea what that meant. So what the hell were you doing running the FBI if you don't know what it means to 86 somebody, you fag? I'm sorry. I'm burned out. John in North Carolina, give me some good news for the love of God.
Chase, thanks for taking my call. Look, I've got two pieces of information to help with the disclosure war here. One, you guys have to have Ashton Forbes on. I don't necessarily agree with you there. I mean, we can talk about what the film is and if it's fake or not, but he's looking at people online. Like,
and I'm Chase saying that metaphorically, you know, metaphorically, culturally, spiritually, not literally. I'm not defaming the guy. Well, he's a nice guy. I'm fired up right now. I didn't mean to use that language. Understand. He's a nice guy. He's wrong about that. That tape's fake.
Look, I just have to say, though, these Charles Chase people, the people that are part of the JSON group, I mean, these guys are out openly talking about this disclosure happening and the cold fusion stuff they're working on.
But they're all at the same time saying that there's going to be a fake disclosure in 2027 of some satellite object coming toward us from a different galaxy or whatever, right? Or solar system.
Right. That's a completely different area of discussion than what's being talked about with this other disclosure.
Okay.
And I honestly believe that these scientists, they have their hands tied. I mean, this technology that the U.S. has been using, I mean, we use it for human smuggling during natural disasters. It just goes so deep and dark that, like, of course, it's going to be hard to tell the public about any of this. Now, that's the first person that I think is good for disclosure. Second guy, look into a guy named Nathan Reynolds. He was on a podcast called The Confessionals, and he's apparently part of one of these bloodlines that got plucked up real early on in age. He was being, like, raped by his granddad and stuff. But his testimonial was very moving, and it prompted me to go pick up the Bible and read it in a field somewhere, because it was some really heavy stuff. So, you know, take it.
Mason Reynolds on and talk about getting raped by his granddad. Thanks for the advice. I appreciate it. Brady in Arizona. Brady, what's on your mind?
Yeah, right on, Chase. You were talking about David Icke and what he was referring to. It's Genesis 6, the book of Enoch. You're correct on that. but they are the watchers that came down onto Earth with Lucifer that landed on Mount Hermon. They then mated with humans. Their offspring became the giants of old, or what we refer to as the Nephilim. So a lot of this stuff, when you hear like different dimensions and aliens from outer space, no, there are no aliens. They are all demons, and they derive from the Nephilim.
I don't know what the difference is. I mean, isn't a demon an alien? They're not from here.
No, no. An alien, they all is from outer space, and when there is no such thing as outer space, that's hogwash. So
you don't believe in outer space?
There is no such thing as space.
All right. Bullet in my head. Clown car in New York. Clown car in New York. Give me that bullet, baby. How are you?
Hey, Chase, I got some good news for you.
I love it.
Justin Bieber has a new album out.
Ah!
Hey, listen, I don't mean to make you go nuts, but listen, them Canadians, they've been playing some games on us for a while now, because Canadian Smoke Fire makes it to New York and gives everybody health and breathing and respiratory issues. But the best is, on 1010 Winds, they tell you when it's going to be. It's only going to be from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. They've literally said that. Now, I'm curious. How come we don't have firefighters from New York and all around Jersey running up there to help them put these fires out? That's one. Number two, how come we aren't putting something against them like, hey, if you don't control these fires, you're making people here sick and they have a case against you? But that's just, you know, the wildfires. Remember when it turned the skies orange in New York? Well, that night it rained, and I caught a bunch of that rain in a bottle. And I'm telling you, Chase, I think I already told you about this. The bottle turned into like a black spawn, definitely graphene oxide. Something was growing inside that bottle, but that's another story. So everybody out there, please start taking some rain samples and bottling it and writing a date on it so you can get an idea. But, you know, and also, so we're preparing and we're hearing a lot about fires all of a sudden. Burn it down, more fires. So I think we need to start to set up some wireless Wi-Fi trail cams so when these people go into the woods to start lighting the fires, we can get a good idea on who they are. And we need to, in New York City, we need to implement, you cannot get gasoline for your car until you've been scanned by one of those readers. You know, like you go to the club and the guy scans your car to see you're not a wanted felon and then they don't let you in the club. Mm-hmm. That's what they need to do for gas. Anybody who doesn't have a proper ID or whatever, you can't get gas in New York. That's another thing I was coming up with. But also, the wildfires and they're blaming the climate control. You remember the 5 days of extreme heat New York was supposed to have?
Mm-hmm.
We're on the second day, and it's very mild. So what I'm guessing is, like the first time when they put too much ammonium nitrate in the air and it turned the sky orange in New York, they fired these machines up where it melts a whole bunch of stuff in Dubai. Did you see this?
Yep.
So now I don't know if that's more propaganda, because we are definitely feeling like we're being cooked from inside out. Whether that's the little RFID chips that are already in our body as the allowed plastic particles in the food, which probably have the little granite sand, and, you know, a little graphene oxide self-assembling nanobots in our bodies already that they've been putting in the food from McDonald's to Burger King. And we've been eating this stuff all our lives. It's already in our body. So when they fire up HARPA and you're getting those little pinch feelings, that's probably these things burning inside your body, aside from that.
Well, the fact of the matter is, with these fires and whatever, man, some people just want to watch the world burn. And this is a zeitgeist of our culture. I mean, let's just watch this clip real quickly.
Targeting me won't get their money back. I knew the mob wouldn't go down without a fight, but this is different. They've crossed the line.
You crossed the line first, sir. You squeezed them, you hammered them to the point of desperation. And in their desperation, they turned to a man they didn't fully understand.
Criminals aren't complicated, Alfred. We just need to figure out what he's after.
With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the local government. They were trying to buy the loyalty of tribal leaders by bribing them with precious stones. But their caravans were being raided in a forest north of Rangoon by a bandit. So we went looking for the stones. But in 6 months, we never met anyone who traded with him. One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been throwing them away.
So why steal them?
Well, because he thought it was good sport. Because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
That's what we're seeing from the leaders right now. They're a bunch of mad jokers. They just want to watch the world burn because the fact that anything glorious or impressive or magnificent could be made by anybody other than them, which is basically everybody other than them, disgusts them. They're so void of any self-esteem, self-respect. They can't look inward for any support or love of self or ambition because there's nothing there. It's some massive abyss, some black hole that's got such a strong gravitational pull that all light is even drained into it. If you see them, you're just looking straight into the darkness, the vacant eyes of evil. These are the people that want to watch the world burn. It's just the way they are, and they always seek power because only those most vain and least filled with self-esteem care to have power, care to have formal authority, where they have any sort of title over you, where they want to be the manager or the boss or the foreman or the director or the president or congressman or a councilman or a mayor. They just suck so badly that they'll do anything. They'll lie, cheat, steal, manipulate so they can get the title, so they can have the power of enacting the policies to destroy everything that normal people, God-fearing with self-esteem and families and enough confidence to just be responsible and their families enough for them, they'll just destroy everything that you create. That's their goal. That's what we've witnessed right here at InfoWars. We've witnessed this cabal of evil and vacant people, soulless, just attack this institution, this crew, to the extent that they've manipulated the FBI into spying on us, sued us for more money than anyone's ever been sued for in a defamation case. In the name of some tragedy, for everything that we've created, because they're bitter that they suck. I'm talking about the lawyers that have sued InfoWars. They are all tremendous. You've seen what they look like. You've seen what they say. They're balding faggots. They're fat, puffy, overweight, retarded, corrupt, manipulative losers that will never have a fraction of the success that Alex Jones or this institution have had over the course of the last 30 years, won't have a fraction of the impact on the world, positive or negative, to the effect that Alex Jones and this institution and this crew has had on the world, and they know it and they hate us for it, and so in the name of dead children, they come after us to virtue signal. They say that we made money off dead kids. Nobody stands to make more money off dead kids than the lawyers coming after Alex Jones. So who's the bad guy here? And look, I'm not a bad man, but sometimes I have to ask myself, what would a bad man do? And we're getting to the point in this country where the corruption is so rampant. People, I'm not advocating for this, but people are starting to ask themselves, what would a bad man do? Blaine in Wyoming, what's on your mind? Blaine in Wyoming, tell me something good.
Hey there, Chase. I just want to tell you, buddy, you know what? For the first time ever, you are definitely my daily spirit animal, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All this energy. You know, I'm 53 years old. I've been putting up with this crap for so long. I feel for you. I feel for you. I feel for my children. I feel for myself. And it's the same thing. We fight, we go, we work hard every day, and it's just our wealth and prosperity has been robbed from us.
Amen.
We have nothing left, and go ahead.
I was saying amen. Keep going.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'll be truthfully honest. I have not paid any of my taxes for the last 4 years, and I just can't bring myself to doing it. I don't want to fund these wars. I don't want to fund these deaths. I don't support any of this, and my God can't let me do it. I just can't bring myself to using my hard-earned money.
Well, hey, if just following orders wasn't good enough defense, and if just following orders wasn't a good enough defense in Nuremberg, then how would it be a good enough defense here? I mean, that's the way I feel. All my taxes are withheld because I'm an employee. So I'm fortunate enough not to be able to make that decision, but it would be very difficult for me if I was a small business owner to sign that check, given what our government's doing. It'd be a lot easier under this administration than under the last one. But still, yeah, I'm with you, man. That's, to me, writing a check to our federal government is akin to just following orders as a Nazi in 1936.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly where I feel. I'm a truck driver, so it's not like I make a lot of money out here on the road, especially dealing with the crap we're putting up with right now with domicile drivers taking all our loads and shorting our pay and just making it ridiculously unsafe for us to even drive out here.
Yeah. Well, amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for supporting. We've got just a couple minutes left. Oregon Bob, what's on your mind?
Oh, man. Everybody's saying it, Chase, and you're out doing Old Faithful today, buddy. You're calling it the way it is.
Thank you.
There's just too much to say in a couple minutes, but I will say this. I've been here for 65 years, and I've watched this thing go. And, you know, we're all lied to. We know that. Just like, what's more powerful, Chase, the pen or the sword? Well, we know the answer to that. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. We're on the last call, buddy.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we should get Alex Jones, InfoWars in the form of, like, town halls. Get them going quick.
Yep. Amen,
because,
brother.
What, King David didn't keep his kingdom by letting those defend ourselves. And it's time for good people to come together and figure it out that, hey, Satan is in charge of this. He's the one that's given the order.
Yeah,
and I know it, Chase.
Well, you know, Jesus said, those who live by the sword die by the sword. But Tolkien said, you don't have to live by the sword to die by it. And you could say the same thing about the pen. Those who live by the pen die by the pen. We're seeing that a little bit now in the political class. But you don't have to live by the pen to die by it. So even if you're not a politician or you're not interested in politics and you're just too busy with your own thing, well, politics is taking an interest in you. And those who live by the pen are wielding it against you with their policies or their lack of policies, their failures, their lies, everything written down, transmitted across the globalist cabal in their conspiracy, all trackable on the digital frontier or in ink on paper. You can see with every written thing, with every vote, with every checkbox, all of the world's supervillains are conspiring against you, and now they're working together. They're not isolated villains with isolated ambitions. They have realized that if they work together, they can more successfully exploit and sabotage their own constituents, their own peoples, for the sake of their own class, and they'll deal with their differences later. So, by God, go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Please, if you stack the ultimate turmeric gummies, which are back in stock, always out of stock, by the way, subscribe for 50% off. Make sure you always get theirs. Stack it with the Colostrum Plus, which is an incredible seller. Launched it yesterday. I've already been experiencing the benefits of it. And then you add the Ultimate Life Force, which is finally back in stock too, with the Methylene Blue. You are going to be a force to be reckoned with. You will shine with such light. No evil will have the courage to stare upon you because it will blind them and send them into incessant darkness, the likeness of which they came. Please, for the love of God, go to the alexjonesstore.com and get some products that are incredible for you, because every dollar you spend there is a round in the heart of the globalist cabal, satanic child trafficking cabal. Take them down right now at the alexjonesstore.com and stay tuned.
I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at thealexjonesstore.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? A lot of you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular Recovery and Defense Matrix. It's also incredible for gut health, and flora. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle Recovery Aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens, no caffeine crashes. Toxin Defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals, enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.